Well, beautiful. Thank you. Thank you so much. Lord, just in the next few minutes that we're together today, touch our lives, change us, move us into a new and a fresh way of living, I pray. Let old things be gone, things that are unprofitable, things that are harmful to us, and bring, Lord, what is good for us, I pray. And I ask it in the name of Jesus. And everybody said, amen. It's good to see you this morning, right on the holiday. I said this in the first service. The enemy never takes a holiday. Troubles will never take a holiday.
Never.
And so we need God every single day. And I, you know, I just want to say today, I'm just so thankful to be here. And I'm so thankful that we've got the big flag up behind us. And I know in the culture that we are in now, there's some that have trouble with that. But we celebrate this day from our founding fathers signing that Declaration of Independence in 1776 in Philadelphia. I've been at that Independence Hall. It's an incredible place where the great Liberty Bell is. And on that Liberty Bell, it has the scripture from Leviticus chapter 25 and verse 10, proclaim liberty throughout the land and to all the inhabitants thereof. This country has flaws, it's had losses, it's made mistakes, it's done things wrong, but it's still the envy of the world. And it is the greatest place on the face of the earth. And we are blessed to be citizens of it. And we have to be very cautious of what we allow to come in to our culture and into our own personal lives. And I'm amazed at my age to see that there are people that have found their way, and I will never understand how to get into elected positions in our country that dislike our country. That just blows my mind. And this message isn't about this today, but I wanted to just share just a little moment about this. We need to do everything that we can not to allow freedom to be squelched or pushed out of our nation, but we need to pray for our nation on a regular basis, pray for its leaders, both nationally, regionally, and locally, that we will have peace and that we will enjoy what God has entrusted us with. And I always love this little story about the Star Spangled Banner that in 1814, when the British, it was just after the British had invaded Washington, D.C., they moved their warships into the harbor of Baltimore, and they begin to bomb Fort McHenry. And for 25 hours, they would bomb that fort. And a week before, there was an American attorney by the name of Francis Scott Key who made his way on the lead warship to try to negotiate a friend of his who had been arrested. And he sat and stood on that ship while the British pounded Fort McHenry with those bombs for 25 hours, never thinking and believing that that would be the end of America. But as the morning light came and the smoke and the fog of the harbor began to move out of the way, he looked through and he saw the Star Spangled Banner. He penned these words in the song. And think about this: when you see fireworks, it's not just, you know, ooh and fuzzy. It was in direct connection to this. Or the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave. Amen. And may God bless the United States of America. I'm grateful for our kids today that they're able to get back together. I'm grateful for this Tuesday night as Aaron said, if you've never been to a Tuesday night at St. Anthony's, why not just make your way? We'll have food there as well. But the kids in our community, they've been looking forward to this moment and this time, and it's going to be an incredible evening. I want to talk to you just for a few minutes, and I won't be long this morning. I want to encourage you. We have our society is close as our own personal families worldwide has just come through one of the most difficult times in our generation, coming through a pandemic. Many people have experienced losses in many things. Some people who have gone through COVID have made it through. We've lost some people in that. Families will never be the same. Some people have lost their jobs. They've lost businesses as a result of it. Some still have some lingering effects to this day. There's people that still can't smell or taste certain things. We're coming through. And God, we have to rely on Him, and we have to trust Him in these moments in our lives, in every situation, that He will help us through, and that He will give you and I great victory. You say, well, how can God give me victory if I've experienced loss? What you lose, that what you lose, whether it's a person in your life, that cannot be replaced. But God can fill your heart with peace and hope again. God can give you joy. And that's why it's so important. This is why we do what we do. Because we need Jesus in our lives. And the world needs Jesus in their lives. And if somebody passes away, if we lose a loved one that has Jesus in their lives, the Bible says we will see them again. That should make you happy this morning. That should make all the reason that we come together in the house of God. Because the gospel brings hope, and it brings life, and it brings change, and it brings eternal destiny to each and every one. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And I want to help you today. Again, I used this name last week, moving out of a tough place. And I want to just help you with some insights from God's Word today that will encourage you and help you to navigate through and out of some difficulty, out of some challenges. And I love what David, he writes this. It's a song he writes in Psalm 34, verses 1 through 4. He said, I will bless the Lord at all times. Not just sometimes. He said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together. I sought the Lord, and He heard me, and He delivered me from all of my fears. Come on, can you say amen to that word this morning? There is a dimension that you and I can live in that helps us through in coming out of a tough place, coming out of a tough time. And I want to just share four thoughts, and I'm not going to be long. And if you've ever taken notes, even if you write down the 4 points, not even some of the things or the scriptures that I say, it will help you moving forward. Number one, if you're going to move out of a tough place, you have to have the right atmosphere in and around your life. You and I have opportunity every day to allow influence to affect our atmosphere. Attitudes that other people have influence our atmosphere. The negative news cycle influences our atmosphere. When we are afraid or we get around other people who are fearful and afraid, it influences our atmosphere. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 9, the Bible calls a synagogue leader comes to Jesus and says, and ask him if he would come and heal his daughter. Jesus absolutely does. He moves in that direction. And when he gets to the house, he finds mourners there. He finds people playing instruments, sad songs, people weeping and crying because they perceived that the story was over, that the girl was dead. And when he got there, he asked them all to leave. He wanted them to leave because atmosphere is important. Your atmosphere will have influence on your outcomes. And when he asked them all to leave, the Bible says he walked over, he took the girl by the hand, and she stood up. Some of you are living in a dark, in a dead place because you are allowing your atmosphere to dictate that in your life. And I want to just encourage you today. Kick fear out of your life. Kick negativity out of your life. Kick the bad news out of your life. And bring in the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ. That if God be for us, who can be against us? Your atmosphere matters. I love the story in the Old Testament about King Saul. The Bible says that he was depressed and he would live in times of darkness and depression. But the Bible says that in those times of uncertainty, that he would call for the minstrel himself, David, the Bible says, to come and play the harp before him. And when David would come and begin to play that music before Saul, the scripture says that when he did that, that the distressing, the evil, the depressing spirits would leave him. Let me tell you something. Some of you are, I've made jokes about this before. I'm a little one way in this. I'm not as hard as I used to be. But if you're listening to sad music all the time, old country songs, my neighbor left and took my wife with him and all. You listen to all that nonsense all the time and take that into your spirit all the time. That is going to be a part of who you are. You need to turn on some praise and some worship. You need to get in the right atmosphere. So when God is doing something great, it will lift you up and push that depressing, push that evil spirit, push that spirit of division out of your life and bring in the joy of the Lord in your life. David said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise will continually be in my mouth. That's why it's so important to be together in the house of God for praise and worship. It is vital. It's not just enough to play it on your radio, and that's good, to have it on your TV, and that's good. When you come into the house of God, Saul didn't turn on his radio. He called for David to come. And I thank God for the musicians, for the singers, for the minstrels, for the worship leaders, singing the song of the Lord and pushing the negative junk out of our lives when they do that. Come on, I think we ought to take a praise break right now. Come on. Gotta have the right atmosphere. Then you got to have the right power working in your life as well. You can't fight the flesh and spiritual attacks in the power of the flesh. You can't do it. You have to have supernatural power that supersedes anything that we can do in our own strength or in our own power. I got to be honest with you. I need help with this because I can handle a lot of things, but if somebody comes against my family or says something about them, I struggle with it a lot. If somebody comes against the church, I struggle with it a lot. I didn't share this in the first service. I didn't know if I should, but I tell you everything about me. And pretty much, I don't think anybody holds it against me. There was this guy in the neighborhood around, and he was nasty. He was nasty to some people, and the police told him, stay away from, he was over by St. Anthony's. They told him, stay away. He was doing bad things. He busting things. He was demonically infused. And I let that guy get under my skin. You know what I thought of when I saw him? I thought of Pastor Brian Houston from Hillsong. And this is a true story. One of the largest churches in the world, somebody taunted his wife. They left church service one day, and the guy said nasty things to his wife. Pastor Brian Houston took off running after the guy, jumped him, and beat him up right after church. And I had to get up and, tell everybody, he was sorry, he shouldn't have done it, and he shouldn't have done it. But there's something about the story I just like, just to be honest with you. This guy was over at St. Anthony's, this is some time ago now, and he's over on the sidewalk. He's making the most evil gestures that I have ever seen. I just had enough. I went out there, and Ryan was right there. He said, "Dad, don't do it." I went out there, and I'm telling you, I was that close, your pastor was, from beating the daylights. I'm just being honest. And I'm being honest with you because I was going to try to fight a spiritual attack in the flesh. And it doesn't work. And what took place was it had influence on my life. It took me off guard. I separated for a minute. I wanted my flesh to deal with something that God wanted me to deal with by the power of the Holy Spirit. And Paul says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, in his mighty power, not in your own strength. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. I didn't have it on that day. I didn't have it all the way on. I had part of it on. He said, for our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against rulers. Listen to this. My struggle, he wasn't the issue. That man was not the issue. He had an evil spirit in him that knew how to ring my bell. And the evil spirit that has been assigned, and if you don't think there are evil spirits, and if you don't think there is a demonic force that knows your mail and wants to destroy you, you're kidding yourself. And that evil that day, he knew how to flip that switch. But our struggle, verse 12, is not against flesh and blood. It's against rulers, against authorities, against powers of this dark world, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the whole armor of God. For when the day of evil, not if, when the day of evil comes, you can stand your ground. And after you've done everything you can do to stand, stand firm then. With the belt of truth around your waist, you got to know what truth is if you're going to have it around your waist. The breastplate of righteousness, that you are in right standing with God. Your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. You're not looking for war. You're not looking, I'm going to get that. If I see them, they're going to hear it from me. I'm going to this or that. Get rid of all that. Get the shoes of the gospel of peace on you. I should hear more amen than just one. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, which you can use to extinguish the flaming arrows of the evil one. And he knows how to do that. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And, verse 18, pray in the Spirit on every occasion. Don't act first. Pray first. In the Spirit, with all kinds of prayers and all kinds of requests. Pray in every way. Praying silently, praying loud, shouting prayers, walking prayers, laying prostrate prayer, singing prayer. Pray any way you can pray, but pray and let the power of God's Holy Spirit lead you in that prayer. Praying with everything. And when you pray, the Bible says, David said, I sought the Lord and he heard me and he delivered me from everything, all my fears, all of the stuff. He would have delivered me that day had I prayed, but I wanted to go out and pound the guy in the next week. And I was wrong. Thank you for being quiet right there. Thank you. You just gave me, you gave me fuzzies right there. You didn't pick on me. Amen. You still love me? Come on. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Got to have the right atmosphere. You got to pray. You have to have the Spirit of the Lord leading you. You got to have the right information in your life. You can't just have an opinion. You can't have other people's opinion because it'll just take you from one low to another low. Jeremiah 15, 16, he says it like this: when your words came, I ate them. I take them in. David said, thy word have I hid in my heart that I wouldn't sin against thee. The word of God, the promises of God, they become a part of who you are. You don't talk like you anymore. You don't use language like you used to use anymore. Now you use language of the word of God. When you speak, the word comes out of you. When you pray, you don't pray for what you want. You pray for what God wants. You are led by the Spirit of God. You talk to Him. You ask the Lord about your situation. What does He want to do? You ask the Lord for the decisions that you're going to make. You ask the Lord about your family, about your future, and what He has for you. Your word goes in me, Lord, and it becomes a part of who I am. Remember the story in Judges last week that I told you about Gideon. God looked at Gideon and spoke a word over his life that was different than who he was at the present time. He spoke to him in Judges chapter 6 and verse 12. He said, the Lord is with you, you mighty man of valor. He was no mighty man at that time. He was a wimp. He was afraid. But the word of God came to him and changed his life in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. It turned him from being fearful to giving him boldness to stand with 300 other men up against 135,000 and declare, God is with me. And God doesn't just see who you are now. He sees you as who you will be. He doesn't look at you in your mess, in your folly. He looks at you in your victory. He looks at you in your destiny. He looks at you as who you will become, not who you are. So you got to have the right atmosphere, the right power, the right information. And then my last point here, this is so important. You have to have the right people in your life if you're going to come out of tough situations. If you're going to come out of dysfunctional situations, you got to have the right folk in your life. You got to have the right posse in your life. You got to have the right clan. You got to have the right tribe. You got to have the right groupies around you if you're going to come out from being the way you've always been. I spoke with a man on Friday. He tracked me down. I haven't talked to him in 14, 15 years. And Pastor Marty, I'm so glad to talk to you. Thanks for calling me back. I got to tell you this. I was mad at you. People come up and tell me they've been mad at me for years. And then, you know, I don't know what takes place. God works them. He said, I was mad at you because you told me something and I didn't like it. And he said it was the truth. Great friends will not let you continually hurt yourself. Great friends, people say, well, if you love me, you'll accept me the way I am. Nothing could be further from the truth. If you love somebody and you see that they're heading over a cliff, you're going to just say, I love you, have a good fall. You're going to get in front of that person, and if they're stupid, you tell it the way it is. Hey, that's not good. It's 4th of July. I got this new pink shirt on. I'm feeling a little funny up here this morning. Maybe you don't use that word, but if somebody is on the course to hurt their lives, you get in front of them and say, hey, dude, slow down. Slow down a little bit. Why you got to do this? You're going too fast. Take a step back. And if you only have people around you that tell you what you want to hear, and I've had people do that with me all my life. They come, what do you think? And they're thinking I'm going to agree with them, and I don't agree with that. They leave me, and they go to somebody else until they find somebody that will agree with the foolish decision that they want to make. Amen. Faithful, Proverbs 27:6, are the wounds of a friend. Faithful. But the kisses of an enemy are deceitful. My mom used to tell me, I know what you've been doing by the people you're hanging around. She used to say, birds of a feather flock together. She also told me, I've never seen chickens hanging out with eagles. You have to avail yourself. If you want to go higher and go further, you've got to be around people that are going where you want to go, not just where you're living right now. If you're going to come out of a tough place in your life, you got to find your tribe, you got to find your gang, you got to find your clan, your people, your community, your crowd, your nation. You got to find the people that just don't hug you and say, "Oh, just go ahead and act any way you want and I'm still going to love you." No, there's people in your life that will stand with you and help you and encourage you to be more than you ever thought you could be. If you're struggling as a dad, get around some great dads. If you're struggling being a husband, get around some great husbands. Don't hang out with the guy that's been married 15 times and have him start to tell you how to be a great husband. I don't have that book in my library. If you want to be a great mom, get around some great moms. If you want to be a great leader, get around great leaders. If you want to learn how to play a piano, get around the bunch of people that play a piano. But don't hang around with the same turkeys that keep on pulling you down every time you're around them. Come on. If you'll amen me and clap, nobody will know that I'm talking about you. I'm not talking about you. I'm not talking about you. I heard John Maxwell say years ago that he spent 2 weeks of his life. He reached out to the greatest leaders of that time, and he would fly to their city and set up a lunch meeting with them, pay the whole thing. I've done that. I've done that over and over. I was just sitting this morning, I was just thinking about the opportunity that God has given me to be around some of the great men. Pastor Tommy Barnett, I mean, the pastor of the fastest and largest growing church in the nation for 30-plus years. He said one time, if you want to get close to someone, only one person has to move. I took that. I called up. I worked. I did everything I could just to get a moment of his time. I would go out there. Now I can call him on the phone. I've been out there. He spent the whole day with me. I'm thinking of people like, you might not know or remember this name, Dino Rizzo. We had Pastor Dino here. He serves at one of the largest churches in the world right now, Church of the Highlands in Alabama. He is the executive director of ARC, which is Association of Related Churches. It is the largest church planting organization in the world. I went and I had lunch with him, and he came and spoke in our church and spoke to leaders. That is so incredible. I wanted to be a great dad. I saw Pastor Ron Domina celebrating a 25th anniversary one time years ago, and all his kids got up and cried and spoke about what a wonderful father. My kids were little, and I looked at and I said, I'm going to get close to that man because I want my kids talking good about me. I don't want them talking negative about me. I had to move to allow that to happen in my life. You will have to move. You will have to make moves, and you will have to bring people. And don't sit there and say, well, those people don't want to hang around me. Only one has to move. And if you're going to get out of a tough place in your life, you're going to have the right atmosphere. You got to have the right power. You got to have the right information, and you got to have the right people in your life. Come on, say amen to that this morning. Lord, I thank you for this day. I thank you what it means to us as a nation, but Lord, as the people of God. I thank you, Lord, as that we are coming out of difficulty and in a season of heartache and hardship. Lord, that you will help us get the right atmosphere, connect to the power of your Holy Spirit, learn the word of the living God, and make definite sure that we are always around the right people in our lives. I pray blessing on those that are here, those that are watching online. I pray that you will help each and every one of us move into the direction that you have called and created us to move. Lord, some that are here today and even watching online, there's some decisions they have to make in their lives. I pray that you will give them the power to do that. Lord, because you have so much more, I praise you for that. just your eyes closed, your heads bowed. If you've never given your life to Jesus, just say to him, Jesus, come into my heart. Come into my life. Be my Savior. Be my Lord. Forgive me of my failures, my mess-ups, all the junk. Be Lord in my life. Father, I pray for each one that has done that today, that from this moment on, they will find their purpose. I thank you for it in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Let me tell you something. If you're not connected to anyone, you're just saying, I don't know how to get to the right people. You need to connect in one of the small groups. That would help you the next steps. A class that's coming up, you'll meet people in there. There are people in this room right today that are connected to your destiny. Don't be afraid. Reach out. Look for those people that can help you in the areas that you're weak in. Amen. I love you. Those of you that are watching online, Patty and I prayed in particular for every one of you this morning, as well as those that are here. But we prayed for you in particular this morning, and we thank God for each and every one of you. Listen, go and have a great day. Have an incredible holiday weekend. I love you. God bless you.